couple of days ago, first of all, this idea that there are still so many Quebecers, and the number was probably over a million not that long ago, right? When we were talking about people who still could not find GPs, and we heard anecdotally from people here, been trying for a year, for two, for still couldn't get a GP. And then a number came out this week that shows, what I should say, claims. Quebec claims to have achieved the first goal of its family doctor agreement with 288,000 additional Quebecers now enrolled in a family medicine group. Let's find out more. Dr. Claude Rivard is a family doctor and a member of the administration board for the Federation of General Practitioners of Quebec. Dr. Rivard, thank you for being with us this afternoon. I wanted to be careful in saying that, you know, it's the goal has been achieved. So I use the word claims. How far between, you know, people getting actually enrolled in the system and actually getting benefit from it will there be? What's the lag time?
Well, first thing, Mr. Rand, it's a pleasure to be here. You have to be careful when you say 288,000 Quebecers have a family physician. There are 288, let's say, slots that are reserved by family physician for patients who want to see a family doctor and don't have access to the first-line medical services right now.
Okay.
So those are, let's say, orphans or people waiting or wanting to see a family doctor and who couldn't see one. Right now, with what we gave them is slots, like time schedule where they can see a family physician if they want to, okay? But those slots can be used more than one time by an orphan patient, okay? And we hope with time that within 2 years that some of those patients who need follow-up or, let's say, a long-term follow-up or clinic supervision will probably be taken in charge by family doctors or the team, like the health team that is based on physicians, nurses, physical therapists, and social worker, psychologist into the family health group that are throughout Quebec right now.
So first of all, what this means is you don't necessarily even get to see the same doctor every time if you get to a doctor, right?
If you see a doctor one time, our college tell us that you have to be responsible for it's called the episode de soin. You have to give the care that is needed by the patient for the need expressed when the first visit is given.
Okay.
So if you see a patient and that has never had a checkup for the last 5 years, and I want to have one, and the doctor give a physical exam and blood test to the patient, and that patient has normal blood test, normal blood pressure, doesn't need to have a medical follow-up, then that's the end of the service. But if this patient was found to have, let's say, signed serious signs, like that he may have cancer or diabetes or hypertension, then we wish that the same doctor who gave found what the pathology of the patient
continues.
Will ensure the follow-up.
Got it.
That's
okay.
Good. So the consistency is there. Dr. Rivald, what I'm wondering about is it seems to me I had heard the number was of people waiting for family doctors was around a million or close to a million. I mean, it changes all the time. But
yeah.
If this does deal with close to 300,000, that still leaves a whole lot of people in the lurch. What would happen for the rest of those orphan patients, as you call them?
What we hope to achieve in the next 2 years is if it's possible, try instead of having an inscription only to a person which is a family physician which is responsible for a group of patients.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see if it's possible to have a new way of working with like health teams. So if this works and a physician learned and changed the way of taking in charge patients,
mm-hmm.
and they do it by teamwork, then we hope that family physician will be, in the long run, being able to take in charge more patients because they're not alone to do it.
Okay.
And this, in 2 years, we're working in the next 2 years to have a thing in the facturation that the way the doctors are paid, it's called capitation. Instead of being paid by the act, you're being paid by the number of patients that you give service to.
Yeah, which might cause some people to think, well, then the way you'd make the most money as a doctor is to see the most patients, which means that a patient doesn't necessarily get all the time that he or she needs. Is that not a concern?
You have to be very careful because in terms of teamwork, if this patient talks to a nurse and his problem is solved and this nurse is working with the family health team, mm-hmm. then that's considered an adequate service.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Have we gotten there? We kept hearing so much talk about nurse practitioners playing a bigger role. Are we there?
No.
And why not?
We're not there because right now there's, like family physician, there's not even enough nurse practitioner in Quebec. There's not nowhere the same amount that they have in the other provinces, especially in Ontario. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we need, like family practitioner, we need to have more of them to be able to give care to the aging population that we have to take care for. That's the main thing, is that we cannot do the same thing that we've used to do it before. We have to really change the way we take charge of the patient that has to be taken care of. And we hope that with capitation, within the next 2 or 3 years, it will help physicians and nurses and other health professionals to work together and give the services. I myself, I'm hiring a nurse, okay? Mm-hmm. And I have about 1,400 patients, let's say, that I'm responsible for.
Good grief.
And a lot of my patients, they don't contact me. They contact directly my nurse. And the problem is solved with the contact with the nurse.
Right.
So and the people are happy with the system, and I haven't seen the patient yet, but the service is given, and that's the important thing.
Right.
And you look at the glass, which is half empty, but at least there's about 300,000 people there who right now have primary care service.
Yeah, fair enough. No, absolutely. That's the overriding, you know, factor here. These people who didn't have one will have someone to go to, or a family medicine group to go to. My question is how the process is going to work. If you're one of those 280,000 plus people, what happens next? You get a letter to let you know what group you belong to? How does it work?
That's where the hurdle is. Okay. The problem we have is that that thing was negotiated with the government, it's not equal in every region in Quebec. In some region, it goes really well. The patient receive a letter, and after that, they call, we can call that the counter or a booth, or they call the service,
okay,
which is associated with the CIS, okay, the hospital or the organization, health organization of the region, and that person which is in the counter or the booth, they determine if that patient need to see a physician or go and see their pharmacist or go and see a physiotherapist.
Okay.
But in some region, the demand to see a physician is so high that this booth or this counter that was put in place by the health minister, they have difficulty of like feeding us. We open a slot for a patient, and we say we want to see an orphan patient, and the system, which is called a GAP, it's a guichet d'accès populationnel. It's like a booth to permit the orphan patient to have access to the family health group. then that's where the glitch is, because they're missing nurses, they're missing secretary to take the workload that is necessary to feed us. So in some region, they're able, they have enough people to process the demand, let's say. But in some region where the demand is really high, then we have to adapt and give, well, not we, but the government, the Ministry of Health today, it has to adapt and give the resources to those booths so that they can feed us in the slot that we've been made available for the orphan patient.
Yeah, so there's the glitch that you describe. It's not the same everywhere, so there's still some work to be done. Dr. Rivard, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We very much appreciate it.
Pleasure, Mr. Rand.